Tuesday, 24 November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I think you'll agree with me. We got a lot to rejoice in. We have a wonderful Savior to rejoice in and all his blessings. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're glad to be coming to you by means of Christian radio. The Calvary Hour is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, which is located in New Bern, North Carolina. We find for the second time now, Saul, who became Paul. Now he's Paul. He meets the Lord Jesus Christ. He met him on Damascus Road as Saul and was saved. Now he meets him on a stormy sea, the angel of the Lord he meets, and his life is spared and 275 other people with them. Oh, now, in the midst of the storm, they're rejoicing. So let's just get right into our message after a word of prayer. Father, bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the heart of all of our listeners. I thank you that there's peace in the midst of the storm. We thank thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Paul said, wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. Here we find again the value of godly Christian leadership, of folks who are in tune with God and able to lead for God. I mentioned some on the last broadcast, D.L. Moody, and then there was Charles Spurgeon. I don't think we mentioned him at that time. Old Dr. Bob Jones, and I think of Dr. O.T. Spence, a man who seemed to be ahead of his time. These were great men of God, along with many others. There was Mordecai Ham in his day, and so many others. I want God to raise up in our day men that will be leaders for him, and God help us to be faithful and to stand with them. Now, the ship was going to be broken up, no question about that, but the lives were going to be saved. I realize many of you do not have access to your Bible, but I trust some are able to follow with us today in Acts chapter 27. And the Apostle Paul has made the statement that the angel of the Lord stood by him and made the promise that they were all going to be safe. And then let me just read beginning verse 24, saying, fear not. Verse 23, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. That's faith, isn't it? For I believe God. Sometimes it's easy to believe when things are going well. It's difficult in the midst of the storm, but Paul would believe him even in the midst of the storm. Howbeit, now the howbeit, the howbeit is there as well, and there are howbeits in our lives as well. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. We're not going to just sail on. Oh, we're going to make it. I'm going to be able to be in Rome where God wants me to be. All of you are going to your destination, but there's going to be a detour. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, and we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded, and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again, and found it 15 fathoms. Well, you know what this tells them? They're getting closer to land. The sea is not as deep now as it had been. The first sounding, 20 fathoms. The second sounding, 15 fathoms, so they know they've got to do something. Remember, it's dark. And fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Have you ever been there? I have. Have you ever been in a storm, a stormy night, and just wishing for the day? You know, sometimes in the midst of a storm, we'll, through a stormy night, oh, that it were morning. And then during a stormy day, we'll say, oh, that it were night when I can rest. They were wishing for the day, and fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. I might be speaking to someone today, and you're in the midst of the storm of your life, and you're wishing for today. Verse 30 says, "And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea," now that's a little boat that they would use oars to row, "and when they had let down the boat into the sea under color," or under the pretense, "as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship." Now I want you to listen to what Paul said now. Paul said to the centurion, to the soldiers, "Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved." Wow. Now, the soldiers wouldn't believe Paul when he said it was too dangerous to sail. But they believed him when he said the angel of the Lord had stood by him, the messenger of the Lord had stood by him. And let's see if they're going to believe him now. Paul said, "Now, if you let these fellows take this boat," what they were going to do, they were going to save their own hide. That's what they were going to do. They were going to save their lives. They were going to act like they were going to put anchors out of the foreship. But, dear friend, they were heading for land, and they were going to leave all the rest aboard that ship. Paul said to the centurion, and to the soldiers, "Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. I've got tremendous imagination. I can just see those fellows who thought they had their escape plan all successful. They were going to get in that boat. Who cares about the other 272 people that's aboard this boat? We're going to save our own necks. Now, I don't know why this was, but Paul said, "Except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved." That'd be a good subject to talk to him about sometime when we're in glory. But I do know this, the soldiers believed Paul. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, daybreak's coming now, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, "This is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing." Man, you're talking about a beaten up crew. They've been out there in that storm for 14 days. They've been fasting for 14 days. You're talking about a hungry, weak, disappointed, and fearful crowd. But that was these men. This is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread, and I love this, and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. You say, "Preacher, don't you think I was a little bit pharisaical?" Not one bit, not one iota. This is not standing on the street corner to be seen by men. But here's a man in the presence of 275 other people who is not ashamed to be identified with the God who has made this wonderful provision for them, and he gave thanks in the presence of them all. And I don't think it's pharisaical to pray in a restaurant. I don't think it's pharisaical to thank God for our food, no matter where we are. And we don't have to bow our head and kind of give a holy grunt or sneeze or something like that. No, we don't have to get up on the table and preach either. I'm well aware of that. We don't have to disturb anybody else's meal, but we can bow our heads, and in the presence of them all, we can give thanks for what God has done for us. Dear friend, we need to be salt, and we need to be light. The Bible says in verse 36, "Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat, and we were in all in the ship, 276 souls." 276 people now have hope. 276 people now are having something to eat. 276 people now have got an opportunity to live on. Why? Because of the presence of the angel of the Lord, they had met the man. He had come, and in the midst of their difficulty, when they had exhausted their hoarded resources, they found out that the provision of God was sufficient. This is about as far as we can go today. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Thank you for thy marvelous provision. Thank you for being with us in the midst of the storm. In Jesus' precious name, amen. As I usually do, let me remind you that for those of you in driving distance of New Bern, North Carolina, God willing, we'll be having our annual Thanksgiving service at 9 a.m. It lasts 1 hour, and we would like to invite you to come and be with us. We'll say more about it on the later broadcast. In the meantime, may our Lord bless you with his best.